We're broadcasting live from the USQ Ipswich Market Day today. USQ is a station sponsor of ours. And I'm joined now by Lana from the Social Engagement and Marketing team. Lana, good afternoon.
Hello.
I guess that social engagement sounds like a fairly important thing to do at a university. What does it involve?
Yeah, well, we're responsible for looking after all the social media channels here at USQ. So that includes Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. We also look after the USQ Social Hub, which is a site that houses lots of blogs from past and current students giving advice and tips, as well as the Hey You magazine. So a student magazine there for, yeah, students to refer to.
Okay, so that's, I guess, three things that USQ students would have heard of and seen. But even if you're not a USQ student, you've probably seen the Twitter or the Facebook, and that's you.
Yeah, that's us.
Yeah. Okay. So what do you find is the most challenging part of doing that job, particularly the social media?
Yeah, sometimes you do get some tricky questions that come through, but with that we forward them on to the correct department there to answer those queries. But I feel like there's definitely a lot more positive and fun than the challenging side of things. But just keeping up with trends and making sure we're all hip and cool with the current students.
Yeah, well, I guess you don't want to misuse a meme or something.
Very much so, yes. Yeah.
what do you find is the most rewarding part of being a social media expert?
I think it's the responses that we receive on some of our posts, especially like our motivational posts we do on a Wednesday. We normally put something out there to keep students positive about study, and we ask them for tips and tricks and just the advice and the sharing that we get through the social media channels. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Somebody is having a birthday because they were singing happy birthday, and it was just fantastic. I don't know whose birthday it was. It was Meg's birthday. Happy birthday, Meg. So... happy birthday. We've also, there is a panda wandering around. Now, unfortunately, I couldn't get an interview with the panda, but the panda is here, so that is just fantastic. Thank you very much for the donut. Thank you. I've just been given a donut. It would be rude not to say thank you, but that's the thing. So thank you for that. Josh is going to have to wait a little longer for the sausage sizzle because he has generously stayed to talk to us. Even after the disappointment of losing the quiz, because you are here from the USQ Pride stall.
Yes.
Which you're doing a fantastic job, I think, of everything here.
I'm over here. Ash is doing all of the work. They're happily talking. Actually, they're talking to Sonia right now. Hi, Ash. Hi, Sonia.
Sonia's gone over to gloat about how she did your trivia.
I don't doubt it, actually. I saw Ash throw a look over in my direction before. Any chance that they get to like, put me down, they enjoy it.
Well, you've got the easily the best-looking stall, because there
Thank
are just
you.
The rainbow flags everywhere. So, easily the best-looking stall.
We do love rainbows.
Yes.
I am myself bedecked in rainbows, in fact.
You've got a dabbing unicorn
oh, yes.
on your shirt.
Yes, with, I do.
That is cool. In fact, let's get social media. I want a picture of Josh. Yeah, everyone can see his shirt.
It's just the best.
But you are here, and what is the Pride stall all about? What is USQ Pride all about, besides just looking amazing with all the colours?
So USQ Pride, we started last year. There wasn't a student presence for LGBTIQ, avenues for students, so... we decided to put together a club, and from that we've done a bit around the university, trying to get people involved and have a bit of support from their peers. So the Ally Network, which has been around for quite a few years, is the university led initiative. To provide support and services to LGBTIQ students, as well as anybody, I guess, that, you know, might need a bit of support, so they're part of student services. The USQ Pride was definitely an initiative that started because we wanted to be able to help our own peers feel a bit more comfortable around the campus, and you know, it can be quite often daunting for people, especially, you know, university's quite a, we've got a young demographic, and a lot of, you know, potential students are just, you know, coming into a realization that they, you know, might be queer or questioning, and yeah, so it's beneficial to be able to provide that sort of environment.
It is, absolutely, because I guess if you don't have the support where you're going through that kind of stage of life, and particularly for people who maybe are coming out of high school and into uni, and it's a whole new thing that's just
definitely
one more concern to add on top of that that you don't need. So
exactly. And recently we've just formed a partnership with Our House, Our Haven, which is a mental health support group in Ipswich here. And yeah, so we're looking to, especially this year, do more community outreach and get more interactive with the wider community, not just on campus, and be able to offer more, I guess, services tailored towards students and be able to help them, you know, through whatever they're going through. So, yeah.
Fantastic. Well, if you're here at Market Day and you want more information, you can't miss the stall. It has just got rainbows there. It really does look fantastic. Josh, thank you very much
for My pleasure.
Talking to us today.
The sausages are served. They are ready to go. I know that's pretty much the reason why
we're getting looks from
here.
Everyone. The sausages are ready.
Spencer in the studio. Sausages are ready. All right.
And we're broadcasting today from the US Kyiv Market Day at Springfield. And we've interviewed lots of people, if you've been following along today, and it's been very interesting. Being a part of a university, it's not uncommon to be part of a club, okay? And that's a group of people who get friendly and do stuff together. And one of those clubs here at USQ is the Pacific Islanders Club. And we have one of the guys from the committee here with us today, FJ. G'day, FJ.
Hey, everybody. How you doing?
So tell us about your club. What's the whole story about the Pacific Islanders Club? How do we get in there?
It's pretty simple. Just jump on one of our social media pages. The links are on there, just how to sign up. We're currently on QPay at the moment, so if you just want to sign up, $5 membership,
yep.
Just so you get discounts on all club T-shirts, hoodies, things like that we're planning on doing.
Oh, you get all the merch, the merch.
We're planned. We're ready.
These guys are right into marketing.
50% of the balance advertising.
Yeah, yeah, good stuff. So what sort of activities you got planned?
So currently what we're planning on doing is just getting involved with local community Pacifica projects.
Yep.
So I'm pretty sure next month we've got Spring Pacifica Festival down at Goodna. So we're currently volunteering just to help out there. We've got different cultural programs coming up at the end of the year. Yeah, we just got a lot of stuff just to involve a few of the Pacific Islander kids in our uni.
Pacific Islanders love a barbie. I suppose you got a few of those lined up.
We love a good feed, don't we?
So, a few of those happening?
Yep. If you're ever hungry, need a good feed, come on down to one of our events.
I think that's kind of a given. I think no matter what event they have, you guys have some good food.
Yeah, we got food.
Yeah.
It's not just your average sausage sizzle as well.
Oh, isn't it? Have you had one of ours yet? We've got a few going up here.
Yeah, they look all right.
Yeah, you've got
your own barbecue in the tent, do you?
Oh, we could. Just a quick call down the road. We'll have a barbecue here in 2 minutes.
FJ's an unusual sort of a name. So how did you get that?
So I'm actually named after my grandpa.
Yeah.
And so my grandpa's first name has 12 letters.
Okay.
And so usually most people can't pronounce that one.
Yes.
So I just shortened it down to FJ.
FJ. Yeah. Now, FJ is also initials used in a motor car, the FJ Cruiser.
Yep.
Okay, and that's the most recent one. But there was one. It goes back to 1956 to 1957. It was the first Holden actually manufactured in Australia called an FJ Holden. And it's a great big chunky-looking thing. Mm. But there's still some around. There's still some around. Collectors have them. They're worth a lot of money. So, FJ, you're worth a lot of money, mate.
I always knew that.
There you go. Okay.
So why do you find Pacific Islander culture and bringing it to Australia? Why do you find that important?
I've never actually thought about that one, but I guess that there's a lot of values that we have as Pacific Islanders that we could use in Australia.
Yeah.
So we bring out what we value the most is our family, our religion, and most importantly, our food, which we stated earlier.
Yeah. Do you find it important for some of the younger kids or the people who feel like they're a Pacific Islander person amongst the sea of people who aren't?
I guess so.
So, do you have people coming to you and just glad that they can be part of a group that's from their same nationality or the same culture?
Yeah, so I guess like people that we share same values and things like that. So we're all alike, we're all loud people, we all like to eat, we all like to do things the same way. So I guess as a group coming together and doing that together, it's really good.
So how often do you run? Do you have like a weekly thing or just events on Facebook?
So we're planning on doing study groups
yep.
here at Springfield campus, also at Ipswich campus. So we've got student reps at both campuses organising different things. Coming up on, not next Tuesday, but the Tuesday after, we yep. have a meet and greet. So we're just asking everyone to come on down. We're going to have some volleyball, touch footy. We're going to have a barbecue there and just different games and things for everyone just to come on down, see what the group's about and just try and get involved.
So I can come join the club, get some cool merch.
Yeah, anyone can come join. You don't have to be Pacific Islander. We want everyone and anyone.
That's cool. So if you want details, keep in touch with these guys. Just do a little search on Facebook, USQ, Pacific Islander Association, and you'll get all the stuff. Vijay, thanks for talking to
That's
us,
so
mate.
Good.
Now we're here with Rachel from Phoenix Central. Hello, Rachel.
Hello.
Wonderful to have you here.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Would you like to tell us a little bit about what is Phoenix Central?
Yeah, sure. So Phoenix Central does all the extracurricular activities at Springfield, Ipswich and Toowoomba. So we do have offices at each campus. So extracurricular activities are things involving sports, leadership, clubs and events on campus.
Ooh, sounds exciting. And yeah. What does that include this market day?
So we've organised this market day, yep, today. And we've invited all the vendors to come along. We also have things like we've organised slime making for students.
Oh, I know about the slime making. I got involved earlier, made myself some slime. It was amazing.
It's red glitter
cool.
slime.
To everyone. It's red slime with gold glitter for those of you playing at home. what else have they got on today?
Yes, so we've got a giant slide you can get involved in, so race your friends. We're thinking about doing like a Phoenix Central, like Ipswich versus Springfield kind of thing a little bit later on, but we'll see. SRC, so our Student Representative Committee, have put on the barbecue today, so they're cooking the barbecue for you guys.
Yeah, where are those sausages, guys? We've been waiting for over an hour now.
They're coming. and then we also got things like giveaways at our Phoenix Central tent, so we've got some free donuts and some free merch to give away there too.
Including USBs.
I've got some sandwich boxes. I've got some notebooks. I've got some water bottles. Sorry. A whole array.
A sandwich box?
Sandwich boxes. Yeah, so they're shaped of the sandwich, and you can put a sandwich.
Oh,
in
it sounds like a plastic Tupperware.
Yeah, it's like a Tupperware. Yeah, it's like the shape of a sandwich.
Very
niche.
Niche. I was going to say unnecessary, but that was a better word. Niche. I like that. So, what other sorts of extracurricular activities have you got going on right now? Is there anything big in the works?
Yeah. So we've got a couple of events coming up. So obviously the one today, and then we also have a welcome back party for new and current USQ students. Whoa. So that'll be at Orion Hotel on Thursday night.
Ooh. Thursday night, yeah. Orion Hotel. So this Thursday?
Yeah, this Thursday.
All right, so the 19th. Thursday
yep.
at what time?
7 till 11. Ooh. So all they have to do is show your USQ ID card.
Okay.
And obviously any age-appropriate identification as well.
Yep.
And they can get yourself and a plus one in for free.
And that's at the Orion?
The Orion Hotel.
Hotel.
Yeah.
Unlimited
okay.
drinks, I assume?
No. So oh. Not unlimited drinks, no, but we put on some...
What's the ID for then? Is it just to show that you belong to the part? Have you, like, made it so only students can go?
Yeah, or? Well, mostly it's students and a plus one.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
right.
we just need to confirm that you guys, that they're students that are attending.
It's a cool. mixer. It's a mixer.
Yeah.
A mixer.
Yeah. So we do, we are putting some free nibbles and things like that in a photo booth and stuff, so...
That's exciting. That's
yeah.
very good. All right. What would you say to anybody... any of the students who want to get involved in your little organisation, can they work with you guys or is it like a, it's
yeah,
not a
yeah.
student run?
So there's a couple of options. So we do have student run based things mm-hmm. that they can get involved in. So things like clubs. So all our clubs are student run. So a couple of them are here today. So we've got the Law Society, the
oh, yep.
Pacific Islander Association. We've also
the
got...
The Yung Do Club,
yep.
which I'm guessing is some kind of...
Martial arts.
Yeah.
Yes,
cool.
exactly. So there's a couple of different clubs, so they can either join a club or establish their own as well. There's also the Student Representative Committee, so that's mm-hmm. a volunteer role, and they take like a lead at the students here. So say, for example, if you guys want, I don't know, different furniture or something like
yep.
that in a room here or a space opened longer, mm-hmm. You take that to the Student Representative Committee and they forward it back to the appropriate staff members based here.
I say all of these things look really good on a resume, kids.
They do,
so if
yes.
you are currently studying, especially if you're in your first year and things have yet to get hectic, I'd recommend joining an extracurricular activity.
Yeah, definitely.
It bolsters your credentials a little bit.
Yeah, definitely. And more and more employers are looking at that now. So, you know, you're getting your degree, but you're also going that step further. So you showed that you applied yourself to go that step further.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So for day-to-day things, why would I come to Phoenix Central for?
Yeah, so you come to us for a couple of different reasons. Say, for example, you might want to get involved in sport. Mm-hmm. So we've got a couple of different sport programs to get involved in. If you do want to get involved in a club, you can come and see us, and the leadership roles as well. So the other thing is that we do have a Phoenix Award, which is anyone can kind of be a part of it, so any students. A Phoenix Award is basically available to you throughout your degree. So it's you get 1,000 points for any extracurricular activities that you do. Now, that could be things like you get points for first aid certificates, you can get points for volunteering, you can get points for being on, like, the student rep, you can get points from any kind of professional development that we put on as well. So
hosting a radio show on Phoenix Radio, perhaps?
Yes, possibly.
Worth a couple of credits, maybe?
Possibly. So you get 1,000 points and you get a Phoenix Award. So that's probably one of our biggest leadership opportunities that we have for everyone.
Now, is it a statue of a phoenix?
No, it's not.
Oh, well, then what the
it's
hell
an,
is
you
the
do get an award, an actual award. And so, again, it's another resume-based, yeah.
All right, fine. I guess it's worth something then, even though it's not a statue of a
tangible
phoenix.
Gold.
I'll take that back to the team. I'll take it back.
Tell
it has
it
to be a statue
to be a
of
phoenix.
A phoenix.
If I earn 1,000 points, I get a 24-carat gold.
Yeah, at least 24.
At least, come on.
At least.
I spoke to Lyndall, okay, Lyndall Gunton, last semester at Market Day, in the very same chair. Okay, and we were talking about the library because that's where you're from. G'day,
right.
Lyndall.
Hi.
Now, when we did speak last time, the library was temporarily in A block.
B block, actually.
B block. Oh, goodness me. It was, the original spot is A block. So it's back there now. That's the main thing. And it's a brand new one.
It is. It's been refurbished,
yes.
And we opened yesterday,
yes.
And we're really excited because we've got a whole new range of learning and study spaces for students to take advantage of. Our print collection is still there. Our online resources have been updated,
yes.
and there's a great new website. And we even have a new library catalogue available as well, but just over in the bottom of A block is now the newly refurbished Springfield Library. Most people have probably walked past and seen that the landscaping is just being finished, so there will be a new entrance through that landscaping, but the library can currently be accessed through the foyer of A block.
Well, the first thing you notice when you go in is that there's only one door. It's not two doors.
Yes. That's right.
Yeah.
Yes. There will be two doors.
There will be two doors, but one on either side of the building. But
yes.
Yeah, but
that's right.
It used to be a two-door, so that was an entrance and an exit. So
yes.
So now we've gotten up at the times, I suppose. we can use the same door for both. Okay,
that's
true. Pretty cool.
Yes.
And when you go in, you see all these different nooks and crannies where you can actually go.
Yes, we know students have different preferences for the way that they learn and study. We've got a great computer space, so
yes.
That lots of computers available, which students have already been taking advantage of. But if you've got your own device, we've got tables, chairs, booths, casual seating, and plenty of power and cable access, you know, for students to use their own devices.
And I noticed there's some big meeting areas as well, and they have TV screens and everything.
Yes, yeah. So you'll be able to connect your device to a screen and work in teams. There's a lot of group booking rooms for groups to book, so if they want to do some assignments as groups, they can book those.
Yeah, I was just about to say, that would be great for group assignments as well, because I know, like, I struggled to find spaces to do group assignments with my mates.
Yes.
And, yeah, it looks really good. Like, it looks bigger, which
yes.
will be better for this university.
Yes, absolutely. There's a lot more individual and group spaces. We've got about seating for 300, and that's dotted around in the quiet space. So there's quieter corners for people who want to study on their own, and then lots of space where students can move the tables and chairs to suit themselves.
I was talking to Lyndall a little bit earlier before we came on air, and I was just mentioning the fact that when I had a look through yesterday, there weren't many people in there. Okay, so you walk in the doors, and the first thing you see is the computer area. Okay, and then you work further in, you see all the little rooms and things like that. And I was surprised that the students maybe they don't think it's open yet and they're keeping away or something, but usually the start of the semester is really busy, isn't it?
Yes. Well, currently, because the big new entrance is blocked by with the landscaping being finished, maybe that's the reason. So we do really want to invite people to come in. It's currently still through the entrance via the foyer and have a look. And you can see that we also have a adaptive technologies room, so that's for people who need assistance with technologies or have mobility issues. They can use that space. We also have the printers there back, photocopiers and printers. So all those facilities and services that you did associate with the library are back there, along with the staff, who are really, really excited to be able to help the staff and the students in that new space.
I bet the staff are excited. I'm excited too, because I'm going to be using your facilities this afternoon.
That's fantastic.
So I'm going to start my study prep happening as soon as we walk out of here.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. So just to say that it will be, in the future, 24-hour access.
Oh, fantastic.
So if you have your student card, you'll need to go to the entrance in the foyer, swipe to access that, and that's going to be available.
Well, that's different.
It is.
And
it
exciting,
is.
Too.
It's very exciting.
And the Wi-Fi will also be available throughout that time.
Oh, that's great. Oh, I can't wait. I'll be doing some all-nighters, I think.
Well, I think we might as well live here.
I think it's designed that we do. Lyndall, thanks very much for telling us about the library. It's always a pleasure to see you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Lyndall Gunton, and she's from the USQ Springfield Library. It's a great place. G'day, Jack.
Hi.
Now, you're from the Student Representative Committee, and you're based here at Springfield Central.
Yep.
In B Block, the bottom of B Block.
Yep, in Phoenix Central.
At the USQ Springfield campus. So what do you do? What is it?
So I'm the president of the Student Representative Committee at Springfield.
Okay.
So we're all about student engagement, getting students involved with the community.
Okay.
Kind of running events, free food, things like that.
Okay. So to be the president, how did you get to be president of the student council?
Yeah, so last year we get voted in from the student body. So we nominate ourselves and we get voted in by the student body. So last year I ran for vice president.
Yep.
Liz, who's now my vice president, was president last year.
Okay.
And so we get voted in. Once we're voted in by the student body, we then get voted in by the SRC.
Okay.
So a lot of voting.
It's busy?
Yeah. We run quite a few events, especially this year. We've had a lot of engagement.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
So what made you become interested in being in the student council to start off with?
Yeah, so last year I was actually a Phoenix leader.
So you were a student?
Yeah, student, yeah.
And you became a Phoenix leader while you were a student?
Yep.
Are you still a student?
Yeah, still a student.
And what are you studying?
So I've just finished my undergrad, and now I'm doing one semester of postgrad. Yep. So grad cert in business.
Okay,
fantastic.
Yeah, so I've just finished my dual degree in management, leadership and accounting. So.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds great.
I finished, was a Phoenix leader last year, joined the SRC kind of on the back of that.
And that sort of climbs up the ladder, and you can use all this in your resume.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah,
right, so your resume.
Yeah, I've just finished two interviews with Queensland Audit Office and the ATO.
Yeah.
And it was great to kind of.
Well, the ATO's here. I forgot the ATO's.
Yeah, over in that corner. Yeah.
You should go over and ask them for a job now. you could actually get a few jobs here today. You get one of the ATO. There's a few banks here who probably like you.
Yeah, well, I've already worked with Commonwealth, so.
And the QPS are looking for different people motivated from different.
Oh, you've got to run for that.
Yes.
No, you've got to run. I can't run.
Just make sure that you show them your badge. Yeah, look, president.
Yeah.
You've got it.
Definitely.
Mate, so what sort of events can we expect you to be putting on here at the USQ campus in the future?
Yeah, so today we're here at the Market Day stall. We're giving out free sausages, going the running for a winner sports bag with lots of merchandise in it.
Yes.
This coming Thursday, we've got our welcome back to uni, welcome back to semester party at the Orion Hotel.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm going.
Okay.
Yep.
Free entry. You can bring a plus one. Just make sure you bring your ID.
Yep.
We'll have Nibbly as a DJ, photo booth, things like that.
That sounds all right.
Throughout the year, we run lots of different events. So we often do feedback forums where we'll give free food out, and we'll ask that students kind of fill out a little form just to say how they're.
And what day of the week is that likely to happen?
It's generally Wednesday.
It's usually Wednesday.
Yeah, we try and get the times that we have the most amount of students on campus. And we've also got SRC week coming up.
Okay.
I don't know the exact dates.
Yeah.
But we'll have lots of different things like candlestick making. We might have puppies on campus. We're still trying to finalise that.
You know when they have the food, Riley? What's your favourite food for when the Student Representative Council gives it out?
Pancakes.
Pancakes?
Do you like the pancakes?
Yeah.
You know what I like? The pizza. I like pizza.
We haven't done pizza in a while.
No, you haven't. No, yeah. That's why I say.
Oh, so he's trying to come along, get the pizza back. Yeah.
Put it in the mind. Yeah.
Now, do you like the pancakes or the pikelets?
Oh, both.
Both?
Yeah.
Because I know we made the pancakes.
Just make sure that you have Nutella and I'm happy. First in line.
You just want the Nutella.
Yeah. Yeah,
okay. That's fair.
Basically. Well, thanks for joining us, Jack.
Yeah, thanks for
having me. All the best and all the best with your second degree or double degree thingy.
Oh, well, my postgrad now.
Oh, yes.
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 Well, thank you.
You know what I mean.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. I've invited another student yet another student, to our student radio platform. And Jacob. G'day, Jacob.
How's it going?
Pretty good. You've been producing for us today.
Yeah. Just, lining up the guests, making sure that everyone talk about, what they're doing here today and their message and what they're trying to send out to all the students around.
Yeah. So we've got a whole heap of stallholders here. So Jacob's been going around talking to each of them and getting them to come up here. And
he's very friendly, isn't he?
He's a good bloke.
Yeah, great bloke.
Now you two, the both of you, are a part of the radio courses here at USQ Springfield. So tell me a little bit about radio.
Oh, it's great. We get to actually have a weekly show in an actual studio, which is fantastic. I enjoy it. Jacob joins me every time.
Yeah,
on my show.
We do this. We do a lot of sketches as well. We get to have fun with it. So
yeah,
it's really hands on, like, and you get to learn a lot down the way as well.
So, what sort of learning process is there? Who tells you what to do?
Oh, Spencer Housen.
Yeah?
He is an absolute legend.
He is.
I don't know if you've heard of him. Have you?
He's been around. I have heard him around the place somewhere. But he's at USQ. He is a lecturer here too.
I think he's a better lecturer than he is a radio announcer.
Do you think so?
I really think so.
I wouldn't tell him that. I wouldn't say that to
you. I hope he's listening right now.
But he's listening, isn't he?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Oh, well. All right. So Spencer has the radio course here and so does Dr. Jones.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And between the pair of them, they're formidable. So it's a great radio course here at USQ.
It is, yeah.
And semester two, you're both doing radio this year,
yep,
this semester as well?
I think we're covering a bit of outside broadcast as well.
Well, you've got a good start.
Yeah, I know.
Yes, doing this.
Mm. It's great.
Today's world is more competitive. Challenges are more complex. Industries more rapidly changing. Employers more demanding. You need to think bigger, act faster, work smarter. And to do it, you need to be more than skilled, more than relevant, more than qualified, more than confident, more than employable. Become more with the University of Southern Queensland, the number one uni for graduate employment in Queensland. Apply now at usq.edu.au.